Thank you very much.
Yeah, so if you're going Thursday night down to Foxborough, you're going to hear a lot of that. And I can't wait. I can't wait to be there. Some of the funnest times of my life have been at Rolling Stone shows. And I know they're 80 now. But, you know, it's like seeing your grandfather for the first time again in 20 years, you know? And then he pulls out a guitar and rocks your ass off. Go, Grandpa! Ah, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Well, we rolled me. Called me the tumbling dice. What did I get? Snake eyes? What did I get? She's just staring at me like I'm totally insane. She probably doesn't know what snake eyes is. No. Well, I don't even know how to play craps or... I can take a crap. But whatever I rolled, it was a good roll because nobody is here. As far as my eyes can see through the WMFO studios, not a soul in sight. Oh, there's Elka. Hi. So yeah, Boston Groovy News time. As much as I, you know, I'd like to just keep doing that. I have thousands of song tracks. I'm up to my ears in Rolling Stone stuff here. I'm even wearing their stuff. I even got Keith Richards' knife. You want to see it? You do? She's nodding her head. That's something you don't want me to show you. If somebody ever asks you, you want to see my knife, you say no, okay? I know. I'm still teaching her American things here. Anyways, here it is. Look at it. Keith Richards' knife. What do you think? Pretty long, huh? Oh, wait a minute. That's not the knife. Put that away. Here's the knife. This is pretty long, too, isn't it? All right. Boston Groovy News time. Let's get serious before they take my ad off their page. 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is the time where I go to bostongroupynews.com. Tell you what's going on tonight. What can, you can almost say what I'm going to say, can't you? No.
26.
What?
May 26th.
It's the 25th, isn't it?
No, 26th.
I'm like, my head's buzzing from that. I felt like I just went to the Stones show. That's my damn... What the hell? It's a good thing I was holding it, you know? Yeah, we got a little problem with the microphone here. It just fell. I'm going to... just let me do this, Elka. We'll fix it during the first song, all right? Tonight, Mock Bell Experience with David Hull and the Dirty Angels. That's live at the Magic Room, Norwood, Mass. Tell Dez I say hi. Or I'll tell him myself if I'm there. I don't think I can make it, though. I think I'm going to pass out after this show. I think I'm going to pass out until Thursday. And then go to the Stones. Sound useless to you? No! Very important. Those are rock gods I am speaking of. And if I have to sleep 3 days before meeting my rock gods, Mick, damn it, I will. So Mark Bell, the Mark Bell Experience in David Hall, Dirty Angels. They're at Dez's place, Magic Room, Norwood, Mass, tonight. Tomorrow, Scurvy Dog with Free Parking Lot Show with the Atlantic Thrills, King's Sickabilly Trio, Inferno Occult, Cannibal Ramblers, River City Rebels, The McGunks, The Resistors, Structure Sounds, Devil Honey, Swarm. It's either Swarm or SWRM. There's no A in there. I don't know. Starts it out. Let's read exactly the way Paul wrote it. Starts it out at 2 p.m. Tuesday, Thrust Club, Phantom Ocean, Honey Cassette at the Notch Brewing in Brighton. Wednesday, we got War Machine, Marcy the Baptist. I'm intrigued by that name. Video Days and Humbug. That's happening at the Silhouette. I don't know any of those guys. Hey, introduce yourselves. 855-915-9636. Reckless Records presents Memorial Day Bash with Worm, Working Poor USA, Kermit's Finger. And I just lost my space. Yes, I said Kermit's Finger. And Hagler's Boston, along with Scumbari. Don't you just want to see what the members of a band called Scumbari look like? They're probably all like models, you know. Just try and dirty down with a name like Scumbari. that's at the C Note, Friday. I'm all the way to Friday. There's not much going on this week. Besides, Thursday at Gillette Stadium, the Rolling Stones. Hey, does anyone know if anyone's opening up for the Rolling Stones? I'm gonna stay here till 4. I think I already warned you that. But if anyone knows if there's a opening band, something I haven't even thought of till right now. I saw them once and the Pretenders opened up. That was a show. Another time, I saw Lenny Kravitz open up for them twice. Same tour, saw them two nights in a row. And what was who opened up the other time? I know there was one more. Something I'll think about. I know our friend, Adrian Blue. Yes, he is a friend of mine. Just ask Peter Montgomery, all right? Produced his album. Yeah, he had Adrian Blue playing guitar for him in I actually got their attention. I was close enough to the stage. David Bowie's introducing the band, and, you know, of course, Adrian being the biggest one out of all of them, he goes, "And on guitar, Adrian Blue." And I go, "'Cause he needed the money." And they looked right at me and like chuckled. And they thought it was funny. And I got that from, you know where I got that? That's an Andrew Dice Clay joke. Little boy blue because he needed the money. I used it for Adrian Blue. Another time I saw a Bowie had Peter Frampton on guitar. That was pretty crazy. Oh, maybe nobody opened up for him that other time I saw him. Sometimes he just does that. Oh, no, I know. I went to... I'm thinking of Bowie now, right? How did I start talking about Bowie? We were talking about the Rolling Stones. Did you put something in my drink? I guess I'm just thinking of good concerts. But if you want to talk about Bowie shows, Bowie and Nine Inch Nails. Oh my friggin' God. They like all played on stage together. It was pretty nuts. Just picture it. Bowie, he's singing, "You can have it all." You know what I mean? "My empire of dirt." Great schnit. So I got all the way to Friday. I can't go any further than that. I'll have nothing to talk about next week, right? Reckless Records presents Memorial Day Bash with Worm, Working Poor USA, Kermit's Finger, Hagler's Boston. Yeah, I did say this. This is the one with Scumbari. They're at the C-Note in Hull. 7:30 p.m. is the door. There's an FB page if you want to check it out. Go for it. Thursday is definitely Rolling Stones Day with at Gillette Stadium. And my friend Peter Montgomery had something going on down in Scituate. See if it's on my crash course page. I know this isn't Boston Groupie News material. He should be, though. I mean, he's not exactly punk, but he's alternative, you know? Oh, where is it? Do I have to go look for people? Cal has posted so many things on here, I can't find my own posts. Don't worry, I really do love it, Cal. You know that. Maybe if I look up Peter Montgomery's page, he'll have it there. I bet. Oh, I know where it is. Is this still entertaining? Helga? All right. It's what? Getting close to being retarded? I almost have it. Where the heck? Okay, it doesn't want to show up on that page. It's something happening at Scituate VFW. And I really want to do this for Peter. He could call, because surely he listens every weekend. Sorry for calling you Shirley, Elka. All right, what bands did I say? I'll think of it and announce it in a little while. Kel has been the hero of the day with his posts. playing with the Flesh Tones. I'll give you the exact date. I'll be emceeing that. It's in July, though. I'll give you the date in a second while I try and figure my snit out. We'll listen to some Glider, huh? My friends, Cal and Al. This is a good one. The Nuke is on. We'll be right back.
of a color. What is it?
Whatever it destroys, that's when I'm running out.
to the suburbs. You're cleaning up his house. You're moving back this summer. It's gonna be your home. Can't
in the streets, I see the gray-suited clones. Do they have the same names? Do they have the same homes? Driving in cars, I see the grinding of teeth. It's the life in the city and the land of the free. Park, it better be before dark. Don't want no gun-toting teen to gun me down for a lark. You know the fashion's the passion, they'll steal the clothes off your back. So you better dress down, get out the burlap sack.
Life and the heart of a city.
MFO. Someone online just asked, how wasted was I during my show? Well, I'm still doing the show. I'm here till 4. Creeping up on us, isn't it? Maybe I should play a few bands that were actually on the Boston Groupie News Report. But no, I'm not. I'm drug-free, alcohol-free, just a little manic. Stones, live Stones do that to me, and knowing I'm going to see them soon. And my show. I'm not like this all the time, you know. Not at all. I'm bipolar, manic depressive. Anything I do that I enjoy, the manic side of me kicks in. And it makes me sound nuts! Oh, where was I? As long as I don't swear, I'm all right. As long as I don't say that I'm on something. But I'm not. It's just manic. Manic mania.
Hi, this is Axe Monkey, and you're listening to Freeform Radio. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford!
Well, that'll work.
Hey, that's almost good. That's almost good.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's Thank you.
91.5 WMFON Medford. Well, I thought it was a fantastic crash course for the Ravy Show. Been accused of things and trotted on. I still feel good, though, so screw you all! Me and my stones are gonna pack up our stuff and go home. No, it's really nice to be here for 3 hours. I did it for so long that I never feel that the show got done after only doing 2 hours. And you have agreed, Elka, right? You want to do it for 3 hours? See what we can do about that, because I don't think anything else is scheduled from 3 to 4. We should be seeing Vin Magazine any minute. That'll be great. It'll feel like things are supposed to be. I think the stars just may be aligned. Again. I don't know. I don't see him yet, though. Vin Magazzini has a great show, Acoustic Ceiling. Usually starts at 4 o'clock. Usually comes busting in the door right about now.